Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hitting with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, my name's Sandy. I'm the new community resource manager at Kids Sport Wood Buffalo.
Okay.
I've been a nonprofit for about almost five-ish years, so I'm pretty familiar. Like I just told you, I was in the lawyer world, but it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of person. I feel like you're a different type of person and you stick with it, but I'm a bubbly people pleaser person.
Yeah.
So I had to get out.
No doubt. And so in the law profession, like what were you doing
for? Legal assistant.
Oh, yeah. So you're doing all of the work.
The backbone.
That's a very busy job to say the least.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've transitioned into non-for-profit. You're working with what agency again?
Kids Sport. Yeah.
So I know a little bit about Kids Sport, but can you elaborate in regards to like what that organization is all about?
Yeah, we provide funding for kids to play sports within the community. We're trying to outsource to like little areas outside of Wood Buffalo too. So up to $600 a year is what we're doing. Okay. And I mean, that's a big portion. I have three boys and sports are crazy expensive.
Yeah.
So when people reach out to me, even at like when I have a table set up somewhere and they're blown away that we would pay registration fees. And a lot of people get us mixed up with Jumpstart, the Canadian Tire.
Oh, okay.
But we are local.
Yeah.
Like all of our funding is here is local.
So
yeah, in 2023, we did 338 kids in sports.
That's awesome.
It valued out to be about 125K. This year, we've already surpassed 400. So
wow,
the need is definitely there, which unfortunately means that the funding needs to be there for us as well. So, and I'm sure all the nonprofits now are just in the same position, but the funding is lacking. And that's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are surpassing 400 kids this year.
Wow. So in regards to funding, like how do you guys get funding? Is this like something obvious? Well, I don't want to say obviously, but grants, donations from the general population.
Yeah.
Like how do you guys get the necessary funds to like get all these kids into sports?
We have two main events that we do. It's the Fam Expo that happens usually in May, but it was postponed for the fires and Mother Nature and lovely things. But our pizza pickout's coming up.
Oh,
so that's our other main event.
And that last year happened at the alley.
Yeah, so downtown. This year it's happening at the Brew House, Canadian Brew House.
Okay.
They partnered with us this year.
Nice. And when's that taking place?
October 26th.
Okay.
From 6 till 10:30-ish, whenever the party dies out, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
And how does that work? Like, how do you raise money from that event?
So this is my first year planning it. Darcy Campbell is the executive director now. She pretty much said, here's your baby, and
went
with it. And we're gonna have just some pizza raffle boxes that people get to, like, bid on, and inside there's gonna be gift cards for all over town.
Okay.
Prizes. There's gonna potentially be a pizza eating contest.
Okay. Yeah. Last year I saw it. I like Jeff Batchelor from Four was there.
I think he might be
Mark Hartigan from Coldwell was there. Yeah. I don't know. I forget who won. There was like six of them who were up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so
then
we're still on the hunt.
Okay.
Hunt.
Yeah. For volunteers. Like, maybe. We'll see.
If you like your pizza, if you're not gluten-free, God, please don't. Yeah. Celiac. But yeah, we're still looking out for pizza eating contestants, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last year they got about 10 plus profit from it. So it's been good.
Nice.
It's been a good hit, yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's an 18 plus event.
Yeah, because it's at the brew house too, right?
Yeah.
So now, outside of those two events and like funding, like if somebody just wanted to like donate money, is there like a way for like somebody who's watching right now to be like, oh, I'm from Fort McMurray, I would donate for that. Is there an easy way for them to get you funds?
Absolutely. So we did golf tournaments this summer and I met just like these random amazing human beings, and they didn't know what Kid Sport was. They're like, oh, what is this? I've never heard of this. And once they heard that it pays for registration fees for kids, they were like, oh my god, how do I support?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's on our Facebook. If you go on our Facebook, Kids Sport Wood Buffalo info, our website is going to be there, linked, and it's super simple. It'll direct you as soon as you go to the website.
Okay. Yeah. And then people can just donate money at any point in time. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And our money stays in Wood Buffalo. Like, a lot of people do ask, like, I'm not going to donate if it doesn't stay in our community.
Yeah.
And it 100% does.
Yeah. I know a few people who've utilized your program, actually, over the years. Like I said at the beginning, I don't know much about it.
Yeah.
But I know a few families that have come from different countries that have been able to utilize it. And, like, my wife, she's the vice principal up at Father Bo.
Yeah.
And so every once in a while, like, I'll get earshot of somebody talking about your program up there.
Well,
so,
I've actually dug in a lot to the Catholics or the public school board. So we'll be meeting and we'll be getting more outreach there too.
Cool.
The newcomers, we've definitely reached out to them too, and just we want to partner more with them too, because it's hard. And we're just here to help. So
that's right. Maybe even like the people I know about it are new immigrants.
Yeah.
So maybe even like Multicultural Association.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have like a lot of like obviously people that come in first time to Fort McMurray in Canada, and they're like, how do I do this?
So, yeah. Oh yeah.
So yourself personally, you've been in Fort McMurray for how long?
2019.
Okay. So where did you come from originally?
Drayton Valley, just outside of Edmonton.
All right. And what brings you to Fort McMurray?
I needed a change. I was a single mom with two boys. I was in the vulnerable state of needing assistance, and I get it. It's hard to ask for help, but it's here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I came and I just needed a change, and it was the best decision ever.
Nice. Did obviously in Alberta you hear about Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
So
that's
like,
my number one question people ask.
Yeah.
Is, what in the world made you move there?
Yeah.
And I think you just need to come here and see it.
Yeah.
And just live it out for a year, and you'll be like, okay,
yeah,
I get it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love Fort McMurray. I just literally, I haven't been home in 8 weeks. I've been on the road, like, it's been wild. And I came back for like 3 or 4 days and I'd leave again. And it was something that me and the producer Tanner were chatting about. And I'm just like, man,
I need to go home.
I need to go home. Yeah. But like, when I was here, because I've been here for 3 days in a row right now.
Yeah.
So I was just like, man, it's really nice here. Because like, I was in America. I went to the, like, I was in Ontario.
Oh, wow.
I was everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I got to like, hang out, and when I go to places, it's not just for like 1 or 2 days, I'm there for like a week or something.
Yeah.
So I really try to get involved in the community where I'm at, just to see what's up.
Yeah,
Fort McMurray's
cool too,
so chill. It's so nice being back. Like, I enjoyed my travels, Toronto, America, Calgary, Edmonton, beautiful.
Yeah.
But like, it's a different vibe
it
to
is.
Fort McMurray.
And a lot of people, I think, have the bad taste in their mouth, I should say, about the old Fort McMurray.
Yeah, when it was like a boom town and it was wild
and crazy.
You couldn't
walk the street because it was so busy.
Yeah,
now it's just so family oriented, I feel. And the resources here for kids is crazy. I would never go back to a small town where there's...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a lifer.
Even a major center, like Edmonton or Calgary, my siblings lived in both. And like, I would go there, and I have a 9-year-old, and if you needed to go to a walk-in clinic, if you needed something, like, you couldn't get it as quickly as you could get it here.
Yeah.
My sister was up here with her little daughter, and she just was a little bit sick, and I'm like, oh, I'll just take her to the walk-in clinic.
Yeah.
And Alicia went, and then came back in like
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
And she was just like, what the heck? And
yeah.
I was like, what's going on? She's like, I'm back.
I
can see.
Description in hand.
And she's just like, it's so quick here. I'm like, yeah, Fort McMurray's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of positive benefits.
Definitely, yeah.
For sure. So how old are your children?
I have 3, so 10, 8, and 1.5.
What?
Yeah.
10, 8, and 1.5.
Yeah.
Okay. So how are the older children dealing with the new addition?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see your older kids become brothers again.
Okay. So all boys?
All boys.
Okay.
I'm enough girl, I guess.
Yeah.
No, it was great. Like, there were times when I was going through it, like, postpartum, and my oldest getting ready for school, he'd be like, I can feed him, Mom.
Yeah.
So if you're second guessing having that third kid, have him.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're a good help.
Cool. Yeah. And so your kids in grade, like, mine's 9, you have an 8, you have a 10, so they're full-time school.
Yeah.
They're, like, mm-hmm. in it.
Grade 5 and 3 this year.
What are they getting into as they're, like, growing up and you're seeing their personalities?
Yeah, I've tried, but they're really tall.
Okay.
So I've tried to, like, push the basketball thing. I'm like, maybe we have a...
Yeah.
But it's not for them.
Okay.
We've done soccer, we've done everything, except hockey. I can't do hockey. Oh. And the time, honestly.
Who's waking up that early?
Oh my gosh.
I'm not doing it.
I don't have the time. I can't do it. And yeah. God bless all you hockey moms.
Tell me about it. Like, I don't know.
And some of them get up for practice before school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God forbid your child is talented at the sport. Then,
yeah.
Like you said, you got to wake up early. You got to hang out in the hockey arena.
And
you
got to drive. Yeah.
Oh. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's one of those sports where, like, we let Keegan try out a whole bunch of stuff when he was a kid. But that was one sport where I'm like, you're not trying it.
No,
like,
I'm the same way.
You can play floor hockey. Like,
yeah, that's
it's Canada.
Did.
We'll give you a stick.
Yeah.
We taught him how to skate. He knows how to skate. And
the basics.
Yeah. But I'm just like, I'm not doing it.
I'm the same way. Thank you for validating.
Yeah. Big ups to all the parents who do it. Like,
yeah.
Big shout out. It's a lot of time. It's an investment. It's money.
Yeah.
And if you have the passion and your child wants to, like, yo, go ham.
Yep.
I ain't doing it.
Nope. This year we're trying jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both agreed they were going to go full force course. So I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah. And just getting them to go in, even if they don't, like, stick with it. Like,
yep.
We've got Keegan to do all different types of things, from
mm-hmm.
soccer to gymnastics to basketball to chess to, like, dancing, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, after a while, we could tell, like, oh, he has talent
at this.
He likes
this one, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Keep going in that one.
Yep.
But it's not a bad thing for him to, like, I find Keegan to have experience and say, oh, I know how to do that, or I have, like, the fundamental knowledge on what to do. He's playing cricket with my grandma, or grandma, my mom, like, 3 days ago, and he was just like, Dad, you know how to play cricket? I'm like, yeah, it's a cool sport. And he's just like, yeah, I think I'd like to, like, watch that and learn a little bit more. So I'm like, all right, cool. That doesn't mean I have to enter him into cricket, but he gets the overall concept.
Exactly, so. And it's like you and I, like, we know how to kick a ball, we know how to kick a soccer ball.
Yeah.
Because we did it when we were younger.
That's right, like, that's right.
So we know how to pick up a hockey stick.
Yeah.
And it's good for them. I think we live in a world now where it's like, as sad as it is, here's a video game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to get more kids away from that and to out playing a sport is so important.
Yeah.
In my opinion, anyways.
Yeah.
And, like, don't get me wrong, there's times when my kids sit there and play a video game all day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the world just needs more play.
Yeah, and that's where the sports come into play.
Yeah.
And it helps with their, like, social skills.
100%.
Because, like, at school you have your set group of friends.
Yeah.
And so you kind of know the hierarchy of what's going on in school.
Yeah.
That being said, when you go to sports, it's a whole new group.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have no choice but to be like, all right, let me make some friends, let's figure this out. And when you're on a team, it brings you together. Like, you have no choice but to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's a sweet life skill just
it
in
is,
general.
Yeah.
And, like, with sports, it's like a safe environment in regards to when I send, like, Keegan and his friends to the park, well, kids don't have to be friends necessarily.
No.
They got to figure it out, which I'm all for. But when they're on a team, all of a sudden you got 12 or 10 of them being like, yo, this is your team, you have a set goal, we're trying to win. Work together, and you have an adult, like a coach, there to, like, monitor. So yeah, sports are
some of my core memories are from, like, sports team. Like,
what's one of them? Let's hear them.
Volleyball.
Okay.
Like, even going out of town, staying at hotels, like, those are core memories that you have with your team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good for, I think everyone should just have the opportunity.
We're talking high school volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was your team name?
Oh, Fort McMurray, or no, Drayton Valley Mustangs.
Okay. And how did you do?
I was power.
Okay, that was the position.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I only know Fort McMurray. I played sports here, and we would leave town every once in a while.
We were the drivers, yeah.
Yeah, Drayton Valley's small, yeah?
It is small, but sometimes they drive to us, but we would be the driving ones, yeah.
And so where would you go play?
Edmonton, Evansburg, Whitecourt. So that's like our radius.
Did you stand a chance, or did you just get obliterated?
Both.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things in Fort McMurray, like, we had competition because there was different schools.
Yeah.
Like, the Catholic schools, I think at the time, was 8 or 12 of them. Mm-hmm. So you could play against people.
Yeah.
That being said, it was still a small community. And I know when we went out of town, especially to Edmonton, I don't care how good we were. Like, just the talent base in a major center that has that kind of population. Mm-hmm. We would just roll over. But it was good. Like, I didn't mind. Like, I was just like, hey, these kids are better. And it, like, forced me to play my sports a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So it's not a bad thing to get obliterated.
No.
It's a good life lesson to be like, you know what? Have fun.
I'm a sore loser too, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to be a real sore loser too. I've been working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in regards to kids sport though, like outside of the website and your Facebook page.
Yes.
If people wanted to get in contact with you, is there like a physical location they go to, or is it all done online?
No, we are at the Shell Place, so it's like...
Oh, yeah, sweet, in the Red Pole Station.
Yeah.
Oh, how nice is that?
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I didn't know that they even had an office before working here.
Right.
I didn't know much about kids sport, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I heard about it, didn't know much about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're at Red Pole Place, Shell Place, sorry.
Yeah.
In the United Way
section.
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice. So people can physically get in contact with you. They can get in contact digitally and or on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then to give you money, your fundraisers, as well as the website link.
Yeah. And we even do like one-offs. So the Huskies soccer, they just did a soccer team or soccer match against the emergency services.
Okay.
So we were there. They were... We were the recipients for the game. All the funds went to us. So we just did like a little barbecue. We hosted a little barbecue and yeah, the Huskies chose us to
come. That's cool.
Yeah, so even like little one-off things like that were game for.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the participants, like kids and families who want to get involved, like you said, there's the cap of money that they can get. But like, let's say a family has like three children. Do all three children potentially access the same amount of funds? Oh, that's really cool.
So it goes based off of your, how much money you make and how many kids are in your family. How
right.
many working adults are in your household.
Mm-hmm.
So there is like a threshold, but it's very friendly.
Yeah, that's a good word.
And a lot of people don't think it's as accessible for them.
Yeah.
But just reach out, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so then the funds, do they go directly to the adult who's paying then for the registration, or do you contact the organization, like maybe Trailblazers Basketball, for example, and say, here's the fee, this is the kid?
That's perfect. As much as we want to trust every human being, there are ones that wreck it, and that's just the way life goes. But so they would apply online. There's an application form on the website. Apply online, and then Darcy will be in touch with you, and then we write a check for Northern Trailblazers.
And that's awesome, because like, I've tried to register my kid, trust me, it's not easy, like the registration. So if you're willing to like do that administration component for the adults, yeah, that's all right. I lose my train of thought all the time.
Will it
no
cut
worries.
Some? Okay.
No, we're not going to cut anything. We don't edit it at all. Trust me. But like, you're not the first person to lose your train of thought. Like, usually it's me.
Where are they going?
Yeah, no, like the registration is key, especially because the three families that I know who have utilized your services don't speak English very well.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't. And so that in itself of you guys going through the registration process would be a tremendous help to them because like when they're calling up an organization and trying to get their kids registered, if you can't communicate, well, here we are.
I'm not 100% sure on it because there is some like conflict between, but we are here to help.
That's that's right. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So Drayton Valley, what was it like living there? I don't know it. I've never been there.
Going there, I was about five turning six, just going. We came from Newfoundland.
Oh, okay.
So I had an accent, I had a slur, I had, going into kindergarten, my mom was called to the office. She said she can't speak English. We
yeah.
have to put her in speech therapy.
Yeah.
But my mom was like, heck no.
Right. Yeah.
That's how we talk back there. It was a town of maybe 5,000.
Okay.
Now it's about 20.
Oh, it's grown a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What town?
Drayton Valley.
Oh, I thought you meant East Coast when you left. Okay. So yeah, Drayton Valley's grown
it's
dramatically.
It's definitely grown, and okay. it's plummeted again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a big growth, 5 to 20. Yeah. Even if it dipped, it didn't dip back down to 5, I have to assume.
No, it's definitely dipped and stayed dipped because yeah. It's more retirement now. It's more like you're good there.
Yeah. And is your family still there?
They are.
Nice.
They have 5+ acres. They have a big old garage. We go there. That's my vacation time.
That's awesome.
The boys can jump on their quads and go. The boys, yeah.
Yeah. But Fort McMurray, that's home for you now.
Yeah. When Sunday comes to roll around to come home, I'm like, okay, let's hit the road.
Nice. Well, listen, I know we're out of time now, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I encourage you guys, if you need help, to please reach out to KidSport Wood Buffalo on Facebook. We're there to help. I know you can feel very vulnerable, but that's why we're here. I know firsthand.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Other than that, I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just died at this. That's another Mac City Morning Show done.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.